Fourth One. Boogie in the morning.
Boogie in the morning. Hello, Arlene.
Hiya, morning.
Marty's over there. Hello, Marty.
Hiya, morning.
And we are talking holiday romances today. Is holiday romance still a thing that happens? In 2016, it used to happen all the time, but maybe not so much these days. Chris is on the phone from Musselburgh. Now, Chris is calling about his pal and his holiday romance. Who's your pal, Chris?
My pal is Derek Johnston. He's from Ormiston.
Okay, and he met someone on holiday this year?
Yep, he met John. It was actually last year in Benidorm. It was in the Black Chicken. We were all there together.
Black Chicken in Benidorm.
The Black Chicken
what
in Benidorm. Exactly where they met. You can't make us up.
Okay, so your pal is called?
Derek.
Derek.
Derek Johnston.
And he met?
John. He met his partner, John.
Partner John in the Black Chicken in Benidorm. And they're getting married.
Yeah, they're getting married this year, yeah.
That's fantastic.
Oh, isn't that nice?
Well, I know.
What a lovely story. And so, where are they getting married about?
They're getting married in Newcastle. They're actually getting married in Newcastle.
All right, excellent. And so they've been seeing each other since last year?
Yeah, for a whole year now.
Right, good.
And how anybody can put up with Derek, I'll never know.
And where does John live? I mean, have they had to commute to continue with this relationship?
No, they actually knew each other from before. They knew each other from years ago, and then they actually met each other again in Benidorm. They met each other in the Kingdom.
So where does John live?
John lives in Clent. John lives in Clent and Derek lives in Ormiston.
And they met in the Black Chicken.
The Black Chicken in Benidorm.
Right. Oh, this is too much to take in. Thanks
for
calling.
I'm sure it was over a karaoke song. I should be so lucky, I think. Thank you very much, pal.
Cheers, pal. We've been asking to try and find someone who has had a holiday romance this year, and we found someone. His name is TJ, and he's 23, and he's from Bonnyrigg. Where did you go on holiday, TJ?
Lanzarote.
Lanzarote, excellent. Okay, and tell us who you met then.
Elise from Bolton.
Elise from Bolton?
Yes.
Okay.
She's actually here up this weekend.
Is that right? She's there with you.
Mate, it's Tuesday. It's not the weekend. Is she still there?
Well, no, she's been here from the weekend. She's still here.
What? She's still there on a Tuesday? She's keen, isn't she?
Wow.
Well, our friend's performing in the festival, the Friends on Wednesday.
All right, so she's used
free accommodation.
I'm going to tell you, you're getting dumped in September, mate.
Right after the festival fireworks.
That's it. Okay, so how did you meet her? And was it like in a club or what happened?
I was in a little bar and she came out and asked me to leave her on a cigarette. We got chatting from there.
Right.
Okay. And you know, what was it about Elise that you thought, hello, this is for me?
She's had a really, really nice personality, I think. Kind of clicked straight away.
Nice personality in that wee dress and the miniskirt. Hey, is she there now? Can we speak to her?
No, she was out for the count and I left for work this morning.
Oh, right.
So you've already left her, like, in your flat, in your house?
Well, we've been back and forth the last 5 weeks, up and down to see each other.
Oh.
I bet you have.
Stop, I think this is lovely. I think it's a lovely thing. So, I mean, what does the future hold, do you think, for you and Elise?
I don't know, everything's going well so far, so we'll just need to see, wait and see.
Okay, well, you sound like a bit of a catch, TJ, I'll be honest. So,
thank you.
So, listen, keep us informed and maybe get her to give us a call tomorrow and we get her side of the story, all right?
Oh, really? Right, I'll do that.
Okay, all right, well, you have a great day. Thanks for phoning.
Right, thank you.
Bye. Bye-bye. Bye. Elise is now on the phone. So, Elise, do you quite like him?
Yeah, but he's, like, missed out most of the story, like, the main story.
Oh, has he? Is he a typical bloke? Go on, then.
Right, because we met, obviously, he's told you, like, the really unromantic thing about the fags. But after that, we went out drinking and we met up a couple of times and then we got really, really drunk on the last night.
Yeah.
And I booked a flight up to Edinburgh and sacked my flight off and just came home with him.
So you actually came back from holiday with him. You travelled back to Edinburgh instead of going back to Manchester.
Yeah, and he just missed that bit out. That was like, that's the main part.
That's the most romantic gesture I think I've ever heard.
You're in a bar in Lanzarote and you get your phone out and you change your flight so that you can come back with him.
Yeah, I just booked a flight really, really drunk at like 1 in the morning and the flight was at 5 and he had like a couple of hours sleep and then like we both flew back.
Okay, now, so I presume you have family in Bolton then?
Yeah, yeah.
Are they wondering where you are?
Well, I was on holiday with my mum and my sister. So my sister just let them know because I was staying with my sister. My sister just let my mum know.
How old are you, Elise, if you don't mind me asking?
30.
30. All right, okay. Oh, you got. Oh, okay. You're old enough to know better.
Yeah, that's right.
This was quite a few weeks ago, but you've been up and down since then, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And do you quite like him?
I do, but the thing is, I'm going travelling. I'm going travelling the world, so we've met at like a really bad time.
Oh no!
So
I know.
Are you away for a year or something?
Yeah.
When do you go?
At the end of August. So we're making the most. We've been seeing each other a lot. And my friend's in the Edinburgh Fringe, so I'm like meeting up with her and then coming back up seeing her and staying with him again.
Yeah. Elise, are you just using him for cheap accommodation during the Fringe?
Pretty much.
He's no bothered. As long as he gets his wicked way, he doesn't care. Oh, this is a lovely story.
It's a great story.
Okay, yeah. And so do you think that it will last the test of time when you're away or...?
I don't know. I'm not sure. He's quite a nice guy, he's a good catch, so he'll probably get snapped up.
Right. He's 23 though, and you're 30, so
I know. High-fiving yourself.
I know. No, don't make that a big issue because I'm really like paranoid about that.
Yeah.
I slated Cheryl Cole to death about that, and then I'm doing it.
So if it's good enough for Cheryl and Liam, it's good enough for you. Elise, listen, you're our favourite caller of the day. Thanks for being on, all right?
All right, thank you.
Have a great festival.
Yeah, thank you.
Bye. Bye.